Baby.
What's up, everybody? It's Heat Override, and I'm ready to bring the pain for you and Dr. Roto this week. As you can see, I got my guy Kick, our guy Kick, on today because we're going to be talking a little bit about hockey, but it's been so long since we did a podcast together. How you been, Kick?
I've been spectacular. I have no complaints right now. Business at the standard goods is really good, and the hockey season's been really good too, so it's been fun.
It's that was actually my first topic I wanted to bring up is just going and stepping into the store business. I mean, how was that at first?
It was nerve-wracking, but I've done it before. I had a shoe store before, like 8, 9 years ago. So I had an idea what to expect, and then when to temper expectations a little bit in like January, February, and March, and I just got a good feel for it all. So it's like you making pizza. I know what I'm doing here.
It's like, why don't I ever start a pizza business? But I don't, call it
Yeah.
pizza and DFS or something.
Exactly.
Just gotta get out there, man. But I would say, there's so many ideas, man. But it's so cool to see you going out there. And man, if one day I can actually get up to that state, I would love to come there. But
Yep.
it's schedules are just so crazy. And like next week, I got a karate tournament on Saturday. So it's just like,
Well,
you never, oh
next
man.
week I'm going to see my son. His Indiana club hockey team is playing the Nationals.
Oh, hey, well,
Yeah,
that's
in St.
awesome.
Louis, so I'll be there.
Like, well, good luck to them. Good luck to them as
Yeah.
well, man. I mean, that's a heck of a thing, and that's so when we were at now, me and my daughter were at our last tournament, they actually had bids to go to Detroit. So then when you go to Detroit, you have to fight, the best in the nation there, and then you get a chance to go to Orlando, and then from there it kind of goes worldwide. Like they did Montreal, I think, this year. And then they've done Amsterdam. They've done other places. It's crazy, but like, I ain't got that much money to be going around the world. It's
Well,
crazy. But
trust.
I, it's crazy.
Yep, but it's a lot of fun.
Oh, it is. It is. It is. It's fun fighting. It's one of those things. So when I was at my last tournament, and we'll get into, so we're all the people that are getting on there and just we get crazy. We're catching up. So I had to go to my last tournament, and one of the guys that normally never fights when I'm around or whatever like that, he fought, nobody fought, and he got grandmaster and everything. And I was like, come on, man. But hey, I just gotta work hard, get back to it, get that.
Exactly.
That's what it is. So, we talk, we do all this podcasting, betting, and DFS. And I mean, I'm a madman when it comes to podcasting. How much betting? So DFS, do you play during the weekday? Do you select certain days that you pick when you play NHL?
When I play NHL, I play every single day. I have a lineup in every single, except I've traveled to Vegas a couple times over the last year, and if you try to access your DFS there in Vegas, they freak out. I had my account suspended because I was just trying to look at it, and so this
Hey.
last time I didn't even open up DraftKings the whole time I was in Vegas.
Wow,
Yeah, I
that's
had my account
crazy.
suspended. It was totally crazy. I'm like, I'm just traveling. But well, we've had, it was on two different whatevers, and so they think that, I'm trying to do it. I was like, oh, come on.
And I get it. And the thing is, it's like, come on, man. Come on, FanDuel, DraftKings, or whichever site this was. Like,
It was
we're in
DraftKings.
DraftKings, see, and we're out here giving night great advice for them so that we can
Exactly.
bring people to them, and we just happen to wander and do stay do, do do do, and we're and next thing you know
Exactly.
we're getting blocked. How do you expect us to get your customers the best information so they can win money
Exactly.
from them? Oh yeah,
Oh,
I ain't got no shame. They know we do it.
are
So. All right. Well, we're here to talk about the NHL trade deadline.
we gonna talk about any wrestling?
Oh, yeah. That's at the end, man.
Okay, good. I got a good wrestling story, so
Actually, no, let's just
I
talk to
can't
it.
wait.
Let's just do it right now. Let's just do it right
Okay,
now.
you know my guy's Vern Gagne, right?
I know it is
So I'm
Verne
just all about the AWA and Vern Gagne,
Gagne.
and so I'm after hockey last night, I'm scrolling through Netflix, and I see Wonder Boy or Nature Boy, and I'm like, Okay, I'm gonna. Well, it's about Ric Flair. Well,
Okay, yeah.
I didn't realize Ric Flair was a Minnesota boy. I didn't realize that Ric Flair was trained by Vern Gagne. I
Yeah.
mean, it's. I mean, it's crazy. So he takes him. He had this Vern Gagne wrestling camp, and this is back in the early 80s. And he said that he takes them out to their farm, and they got like this big old barn, and it's got like it was like a firehouse kind of thing where it had stairs all the way up to the top. Well, they would have to first just kind of run up the stairs all the way to the top. Then the next time they would have to fireman carry another guy all the way up the stairs, and then the next time they'd come back down, they'd have to start at the bottom of the stairs, and they would wheelbarrow them, and they would have to have their hands go all the way up the stairs. And I, he took, he had like guys like Ricky Steamboat and Greg Gagne and the Iron Sheik trained with them, and I was just like, I was kind of amazed. I was like, damn, I didn't realize that. So he gives a lot of his credit to, Vern Gagne, and he was so tough the first two times he tried to quit, and Vern told Greg, he goes, "You go find Rick and get him back here." So they went and drug him back, and obviously
That's
Vern saw
crazy.
something in Ric Flair that he thought was right about wrestling.
Hey, so to weigh in on that now, like when you got the spiral staircase, there's a spiral staircase. I'm wondering if it was one of those real steep ones. Like I remember what I was at one of my family's houses out in somewhere like out like in the country here in Pennsylvania, and they had a spiral staircase. Man, that thing was scary to go down. I was like,
Yeah, no, not
so
quite like that. Now
I was
this
gonna
is,
say because they would have had to been like straight up and been like.
now this was what, like for firemen training and stuff like that. So they could,
Yeah,
it was pretty
makes
well
sense.
structured and
Oh yeah, because a lot of fire exit and stuff are very usually they're very tight and stuff.
yeah.
But that thing's and it's WrestleMania season right now. So honestly, there's and most likely what from what I've seen is DraftKings has been throwing polls up, but free polls that you can answer questions and win some money. I literally got I was one off. I got 9 out of 10 for SummerSlam, and I got
That's
25
awesome.
bucks. If I would have got that other, if I would have got that last question right, I think the purse was $500.
Nice.
That's free. Free,
Hey,
free.
that's free.
So
Free's always good.
that's what I say. It's WrestleMania season. We're talking wrestling. I mean, definitely if that pops up as soon as possible, maybe I can get that on the website that so that a lot of our subs can take advantage of that. Because I mean, win, lose, or draw, it's free money. Whether you and I, this isn't the first time like I've won money from that because of course you're going to tie a lot of people, but in
Right.
the end, man, if you make it, if you make enough, it's good. And they only really break it out for like WrestleMania and things like that.
Right.
So it's nuts. And so now I'm ready. I'm ready for that. I'm ready for WrestleMania. Are you up to date on it?
No, I'm not up to date on it. I got so many other things to worry about. It's
It
just
is
I that's
hard.
just so and it's just I you know I just I still, I mean, it's back in the day from, geez, the early 70s to the late 80s, I watched a lot of wrestling. And I mean, we used to go to the matches and yeah, it was a lot of fun, but it was all AWA. So it was,
Yeah.
like where a lot of the guys got their start, and it was interesting to, realize, how the big two were the WWF in New York
Yes.
and then the WCW, I guess, was the other one.
Yes.
That
Yeah,
was the big, but
and then Mid-South, you had Mid-South, you
yeah,
had
that's what the
Florida.
went mid, yeah, that was the
So
WCW, I think.
I listen to Jericho's podcast all the time, and he has so many people on, but they talk about all these wild ass moments. Like they talk about like the heart dungeon, and everybody goes like, "Oh, there was a heart dungeon." He goes, "No, there was this like backup heart dungeon that was behind some gas station." It was wild. And you're hearing these guys, all these legends, explain it. And Chris Jericho's like, no, yeah. And so you really get deep into all of that lore. And it just brings you back. But you're right. Like, if it wasn't for us, like Mondays during football season was crazy because we would have Raw on one little screen. Then we would have football on another screen. Then we're watching my guy, DJ Magic Mike, on our screens. It's just like, it's just wild. It's mad. You have all these screens, and you'd be like, hey, is that too many screens? No, man, I gotta watch everything, man. I can't miss a moment. right?
Right, exactly.
And I want to say you brought up a great thing. The reason why that we have to play, we don't have to, but it's smart to play DFS every day, and along with watching a lot of games too, so that you can see the price fluctuations, and
Exactly,
then
that's exactly it. Yes.
you got to know that stuff, and you got to
Oh.
just kick, and that, and a lot of people overlook that sometimes, and that's huge, especially with the way things are now. There's so much content out there, and you know, you get either free content, crap content, which is practically what most of it is, and then you get content like what we provide on Dr. Roto, seeing all these championship teams and things coming on, and all these new people joining because of baseball season coming up. I mean,
Yep.
this is crazy. And right now, with basketball going on and the co guys kicking it at college, and then of course Alicia Danger and Coach White bringing it with the golf, and then there's so much. And you guys, you
And
and
Mark
Mark with.
Larson,
Go on.
dude, he's the man.
Between you two, man, we are definitely gifted at
Yep.
drroto.com, man.
Yep. Well, I can't argue.
Nah, man, it's definite. So let's move along. Let's get to the NHL
All
trade
right, I'm ready
deadline.
for that. I'm all ready for that.
I know you are, man. You caught me. I was like, this, like the first big trade, of course, was the man that you mentioned. Then I was like, oh, I totally forgot, because like I was still focused just on Friday and what happened. So start it off. Let's talk about that.
Well,
NHL.
okay, so the big winners. Well, actually, let's go to the team that I think just kind of failed really bad.
It's
Okay,
probably the
so
Kings, right? The Kings, because the Kings
the
did
Kings
jack
didn't
shit.
they didn't do anything, but you know what? Their team's not bad.
No, I love them. I love them.
And they got a few injuries, so if they just get a few guys healthy, they're gonna just help themselves out. The Kings are a really good team. I watch them a lot. I end up watching a lot of the West Coast hockey just because it's on later and
It
it's
makes
easier to
sense.
watch. And so I watch a lot of that. The New Jersey Devils. What the heck? I mean, they give away Tyler Toffoli, one of the,
I
clutch
love him.
hockey player. Yes.
I love him. He's a king. He was a king. I
And
can't
then
tell you.
so I'm watching hockey the other night, and I can't remember who the Devils were playing, but I was listening to the Devils broadcast, and the announcers are like, "Oh yeah, hopefully the Devils will address their goalie needs at the trade deadline." They get rid, they send one off, they bring two new ones in, and then still play Dawes today, and he only gave up two goals, but they just. There
That's
ha
better than.
he has not played well all season, and they bring in Kapokkanen and
Yes.
Jake Allen. So, but
Yeah, and
Kotkaniemi,
they dealt
he's
the.
been around for a long time. Been in San Jose, so you can't really go by his numbers there. So
No.
a fresh place, he could help the Devils. But I'm just like, oh my, they gave their offensive guy away, and then semi fill their goalie needs.
They gave away, they traded Vanecek, if that's how, I
Yeah,
mean, I'm not,
exactly. Yeah,
it just like, what? Okay. And that doesn't even talk about like what the Penguins are doing. The
right.
Penguins is like, you
Oh,
guys have
they.
missed the playoffs. Oh, it's looking like they're going to miss the playoffs
Yeah, they're
second
most
year.
likely gonna miss. Yeah, I printed all that up too. Yeah, I'm pretty sure they're gonna miss the playoffs.
Yeah, it's too bad, but you can't trade away Crosby. But that might be like the only thing you can do. But it's like crippling the team.
Yeah, hopefully they don't. Now you don't want to
No,
get
I
rid of him.
don't
You
think they
much want
will.
to, you need to. I mean, they got rid of Getzel. That's, and if he gets healthy, he could really help. What do you? Oh, he went to Carolina, and just that's all Carolina needs.
Dude, and I
That's.
mean, Carolina also got Kuznetsov, right?
Yep.
Yeah, I
Give me
mean,
can.
go on.
Well, he was obviously fell out of favor in Washington. I don't know exactly what went on there. So hopefully a new spot can maybe because they put him on waivers last week already. So it's, and then
But I
they sent him
mean,
out to an AHL.
but if maybe if he gets in on the third or fourth line,
Oh,
third line,
yeah.
maybe he can definitely provide. I mean, the Hurricanes aren't really hurting.
No, that's the whole thing. It's just adding some serious depth, which at this time of the year never hurts.
Oh
Never,
no.
ever hurts.
Yeah. And so moving to flip it up real
Go
quick. Go ahead.
with Florida.
I mean, no, yeah, let's talk Florida real
We
quick.
can talk
Panthers.
Florida. I mean, that team is really good already. Then they add Vladimir Tarasenko. Today, Tarasenko had 3 points. He almost had another one at the end of the game that they co disallowed. I don't know why they disallowed the goal. I was just kind of following along and it was up. He would have had 4 points today,
Wow.
but he ended up with 2 goals and an assist in his first game. So, I mean, he's going to make an impact there big
Yeah.
time. And then they
It,
also pick up Okposo
yeah.
from Buffalo
Okposo.
to, yep.
Yeah. I
Yeah,
love
I
him.
think,
He's always been
yeah.
like one of my cool little players that I kind of like. And you know, he's like your click bird, man. Right?
Yeah, exactly.
Click bird.
Kickbird.
Click bird.
Kickbird.
But
John
I mean, you're adding
Klingberg.
him to a 90-point team.
Yep, I know, exactly. That's awesome. So
Yeah,
it's
for
going
a
to help
Florida
him.
state.
So now, what do you think about Vegas?
Woo! I'm a Thomas Hurdle fan, big and through. But adding Hanifin and then rolling in Mantha behind it, I mean, if you're gonna add a few people, that's what you add. That's what you add. So you just throw those on. You could throw a Hurdle on the front line, but he doesn't need to be there. You can move him back to, you know, second line, third line, and pop him around. Now, and they're right on the Kings behind, man. They're like right behind.
Well,
That's
but
what.
yeah, but they are on a downslide. They've lost like their
Yeah.
last 6 games. I mean, they
Yeah.
just are.
They're.
I thought after they played Edmonton, they ended Edmonton's 17-game streak. They win that game. That game's in Vegas. I mean, they went and they were like, okay, Vegas, yeah,
Yeah.
you're gonna have to. Or I mean, okay, Edmonton, you're gonna have to come back through Vegas to
Yep.
get that championship because we're still the champs. And
Yeah,
they
yes,
showed
they
it.
are.
They showed it that night, but they've been really struggling. Mark Stone's out for the rest of the season now.
Oh my, that hurts so bad.
And Eichel's been on and off too. So he's been kind of fragile. And so I'm a little worried that the Vegas Golden Knights, even though they made it some real, they picked up Anthony Mantha too.
Yep.
From so I mean they picked up some really good players. I think it might be a little bit. Little
Too
too little too
late.
late.
Yeah. It could be. And then, like you said, when you get these teams and you know who the contenders are, the pretenders, and the people that are
Yes.
really like, hey, we're gonna make a push because they have that mystique. And I want to bring this up that the Vegas Knights, since coming into the league, have honestly been one of the most dominant teams. They have always put good product on the ice. They've always went
Un
forward.
unfreaking heard of. I mean,
It's amazing.
yeah.
So when you get that and you add these people, and you can, if this can be a push to get in that playoffs, you never know. But like you said, losing Stone really
Yeah,
had to be there.
that hurts.
That
So I'm,
hurts.
not saying that they can't turn it around, but they need to get they Aaron Hill needs to get back. He's had a tough little stretch here. He needs to start net minding a lot better and they could pull it off. They could make the playoffs, but
Yeah.
they're gonna have to fight for the rest.
Oh yeah. Yeah, this is definitely a fight team. So who do you what team you want to move to next?
Well, I think let's talk about Edmonton
All right. I mean, that's
because
Erie native, Erie strong, you know, that's Connor McDavid. Let's go.
And they've been playing a lot of McDavid and Draisaitl on the same line and trying to get some offense. They've been struggling the last 10 games there. After their 17-point win streak, they've had some struggles.
Yeah.
They went on the waiver wire. They got a Steecher from Vancouver, so they got a little more defense, which I think they definitely need. There's no doubt about that, and picked up Adam Henrique from Anaheim.
Okay.
And he a good depth forward, so he could do
Yeah.
some top six, kill some penalty. So they picked up a little depth. I mean, there was a while there where I thought they were gonna be the team this year, but I think
Yeah,
Yeah,
it's
they'll be in the playoffs, but I don't think they make it to the finals.
Yeah, I have a defending hockey championship team that I got, and I have. I mean, I sent you the link at the beginning of the season, and you're like,
Yep.
"Where did you rob that team from?" And I'm like, right, but with them going down right now, and then McDavid coming in and out, it's been like a thing, and my goalies just literally fell apart. So it's like I've had to repair that team. But they're still doing good though. They're still
That's
doing
good.
good. But I mean, at the same time, it just shows. So I brought up earlier in another podcast that it seems like hockey's moving a lot faster and that the third and fourth lines seem to be getting more action than the past. Have you seen this?
Well, the third and fourth lines on, especially on good teams, are so important. Especially at this time of the year where, if you're going to go into the postseason, you got 4 rounds of hockey. You have to win 4 games for 4 rounds. That's a minimum of 16 extra games at the season.
That's
So
wild.
you need to get these guys, you got to get the minutes. You just cannot, you can't burn through those top six guys the whole time. So the best teams, yeah, are definitely rolling through four lines. And the best teams are third line is sometimes their hottest line right now. I mean, that's just the way it is.
And that's something going back to what you and Mark have been doing, you guys, and from the beginning, back when like 30 points would almost take you second place in a GPP, I'm like, now goalies can sit on 30. It's just like insane.
Exactly.
But you guys have always been about, the lines and getting those people matched up. That's something yous have always taught me as well too. So, I can't really deal with basketball. So I've been playing with a little more hockey. I've thrown some little things in, bets in here, or just lineups just because it's kind of fun. And now I'm just thinking about it. I really love Hockey Showdown, man. I
Yeah,
love Hockey Showdown.
hockey showdowns are fun, and you know
Woo!
what? If you get the right guy, it's just all, and you could play two or three of them in a game. You have one for one team, have another for the other team, and then
Yeah.
maybe mix one, and
Just play it.
maybe two of them hit.
It's so much fun. And that goes back to just getting that information from Dr. Roto, from you, Mark, and just learning those lines. Because when I see you guys talking and the way you've talked in the past with me about lines, it really is. So, when people go to DraftKings and they see P1, P2 or something, they might not know what that is. And those are the penalty lines or the penalty killing lines. That is huge in hockey because that equates to more ice time.
More ice time. Ice time is what it's all about too. It's just,
Yeah.
especially for a defensive guy. If a defensive guy is getting ice time,
Yeah.
he's gonna get some shots no matter what. He's gonna get a couple block shots,
Oh
even if he's
yeah.
on a, especially if he's on a bad team. They're blocking shots all freaking night long, And then once you get bonus points for, if they get over
Yes.
three block shots, or
Isn't that amazing?
So they don't even just score a goal to have a pretty good night if you go and get yourself a value guy.
Dude, I think the other day I threw in and one of my cheap guys, he's like 4% owned. He had like three blocked shots in like the first period. I was like,
He's paid. He's paid no matter what he
yeah,
does.
he's exceeded value.
Exactly.
So let's get back to it. Do you like the Rangers adding Jack Roslovic or Roslovic? Roslovic. Roslovic.
Roslavic, yeah. And then they also they got Alex Wenberg too, so that he's so they got a couple of good in this the Peyton from Minnesota.
Okay.
He's a good fourth line, kind of filler guy, and it's never you can never have too much depth in the playoffs, and the
Again.
Rangers are tough right now. They're number one in the
Yeah.
East, so. And they're playing really good hockey, and they're getting some
Yeah.
good goaltending. They got, and they also picked up Red Weedle, Red Rudwell. Some of
Rudwell.
their names are just so
I know. I won't
hard.
even try to get some of those names because if that lane name is longer than I can put on my arm, then I can't. It's
Exactly.
insane. So and let's move along to the Tampa Bay Lightning. Dumba. Was it and
Dumba. Dumba,
Dumba,
Matt
Dumba,
Dumba. He's a
but losing
former. He's
Sergachev. How's it work out for them?
Dumba's just some. They're so solid. I mean, that team is, Kucherov is the best player in the league right now.
Oh
So
God, I
it's
love that
like,
dude.
so I mean, and he has, Brian Hagel and points. I mean, that line is lights out. And then
I
they got
love it.
Victor Hedman. They're just
Yes.
loaded. So they Dumba is a guy that can play some minutes. He's played on power play before. He's a veteran. So it's good. They just need some veteran. You can never have enough defense.
No,
And
no, and like
he's active in the offensive zone, which they need and want.
that's big. And then, let's throw us a re-sign in Jordan Eberle
Jordan
to the Kraken.
Everly has been a
Ooh.
beast. Him and McCann up there, they've been
Yata.
carrying the Kraken. And the Kraken, they're right on the verge too. They're could be in the playoffs, may not be, and they're in that one. There's like about five teams that all still have a really good shot. They either need to start winning some games, but they all still have a shot. There's 15 to 18 games for every team left. So,
Anything can happen.
some might even have 20 games left, but I think
Yeah.
most of them are tw 19, 18,
Yeah,
17.
I mean, just looking at all those players right now and making those moves, and we're looking at the teams and everything like that. You're seeing, again, going back to, you're seeing the teams put in those pieces that they think will bring him home Lord Stanley Cup. So what's the next team you want to look at?
Oh, hold on. I was,
I got it. You got it. I got it.
um,
We could, like, hockey is so fun, like, to play other than just DFS 2, the betting, like being able to bet on
well,
points and shots.
let's talk about Toronto's lack of action.
Okay. Yeah, let's talk
Yeah,
about some of those teams that, other
I mean,
than.
they didn't do any. Oh, who else did really well? Oh no, I knew what I wanted to talk about before. We'll go
Okay,
back to
bring
what
it.
I actually did want to talk about,
Yes, go. Ooh,
was the Winnipeg Jets,
yes.
who do pick up Tyler Toffoli,
Yes.
and then they earlier in about a week ago picked up Sean Monahan in a trade, and then picked up Colin Miller, a defenseman. I think they did really well by themselves there, and
Okay.
they're going to be one of the teams in the West that you got to watch out for. Watch out for the Jets.
Yeah, I mean, you look at them right now, they're at 85 points. I mean, they definitely have enough players. And what you just said right there is just like what we were just talking about. What I was that you're adding these players, you're adding depth, but you're adding good people too that'll complete that team. And they're in it. They literally could take that whole
Yeah, they
division
could.
if they
Yeah, they
play.
could. Yeah, they're playing. They're playing good right now too. So it's very possible.
They got it all together. They got it all together. That's great. So, all right, did you find where you're going next?
Well, then, just want to talk about the Dallas Stars.
Yes, I knew those always comes back to the stars with you.
Well, the Dallas Stars—they picked up Chris Tanev from Calgary, shored up a little defense.
Okay.
Tanev is a great offensive player. He's, played for Calgary, was on their power play, so he ran the power play. Dallas has had a few injuries on the back end, but that team is really good. That third line with Wyatt Johnson and Logan Stankoven. They were the number one and two draft picks out of their 2021 draft, and
Right.
they've had him on a line together. Stankoven's been playing for the last seven games. He's got, what was it? He's got 5 points, 3 goals, and 2 assists in 5 games already, and playing on the line with Johnson.
I
So
mean,
it's
sometimes
they're good.
people forget about like what a good two a duo of safeties in the NFL is, but what two good defensive linemen or defensive players in the NHL can do for you. They really can change the game. And we've seen that on some of the best teams over the last few decades. So, You got something for us, or do you want to move along to some NFL free
We
agency
can,
before?
I think we've covered, the
Covered a lot.
Avs, but the Avs, the Colorado Avalanche added a few
Yep.
guys, so they and they're just amazing. So we'll see what, they did. So
You
everybody
talk about them,
in the
go for it.
West. No, I'm ready to go to talk about some NFL. I got a couple questions for you.
Oh,
So,
yeah. Let's go. All right. We're talking about the Dr. Roto Dynasty League. We might also just bring it out. Doc, I actually was like making sure we didn't turn ourselves. I was like, hey, me and Kicker doing a podcast, blah, 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 blah. He goes, it does go by either position or points.
yeah, it goes by position. It goes by points are like the biggest kind of, I think, are sometimes more important than record.
Yeah, for the sixth spot in the league. I was close on that, but
So
my
I
team
think
still.
you have the number four overall pick.
Hey, I'm down, dude. I need
Okay.
something.
Okay. So let's talk. Okay. So number one pick, subscriber one has the number one pick.
Yes.
So what are you thinking? What would you pick if you were him right there?
Oh, well, towards my team, of course, it's Marvin Harrison Jr.
You would go with the wide receiver over any of the quarterbacks here.
Yeah, well, I mean, see, here's the thing. I really have to see what happens with the whole Chicago Bears, Caleb Williams, and Justin Fields thing. And I have Goff right now, and unfortunately, Bryce Young from last year, because that's who, was dealt to me. But at the same time, Goff definitely is going to be serviceable. And going forward, I can pull a quarterback late out of this draft, but I don't think I'm going quarterback right now, even though I really need like that next level quarterback. That's what I don't like about Goff. Goff's like a 15 point dude. You need a 28, 30 point dude sometimes.
Exactly. Especially in that
Oh,
league. Especially in
yes.
that league. Okay, so then it looks like Kickman in a trade that he made, and this trade was spectacular. Just wait, listen to this trade.
Yeah.
I gave up Justin Herbert, Noah Fant, and the fifth pick from last year's draft, my fifth pick from last year's draft for Russell Wilson, Brandon Ayuk, Kyle Pitts, and his number one pick for this year.
Why didn't I get offered that? What the?
Can
Oh.
you believe that? I gave up Justin Herbert and Noah Fant and a fifth round pick.
So I've seen some
And I
crazy
so and I
trades
got it
come
was
through.
wrote it was Dr. Roto's cousin. Roto cousin did it.
Oh.
And he was the second worst team. So I got the second overall pick. So I'm kind of hoping that somebody picks quarterback at the first one
Yes.
and then that I
Yeah.
can get Harrison. That's what I'm actually
Oh.
hoping happens.
Yeah, I didn't think Harrison's making it to me. I mean,
No,
there's a
there's no
lot of
way.
ways that
He's
could
not
go.
going to make it by me. So that's, you know, that's, so that's what
Yeah.
I was kind of, so then we go. So let's just say, geez, a quarterback, I pick Harrison and a quarterback are gone.
Yeah. So what do you
What I'm thinking, do you know, fantasy mailman? I'm not sure what he needs, but you know, you got Neighbors, you got Odunez,
Yep,
or do you
neighbors.
go with Allen at the running back?
See, I'm okay at running back. What did actually running back became my weak spot last year, whereas the previous year, wide receiver was my weak spot. So, but that's because I lost Chubb and I lost Aaron Jones for so long. But luckily I
Right.
drafted Ford. So that
Yeah,
was
that's a
that's
good, that was a good draft.
the I was smart on that one. But to me, it was one of those things to where, so for this year, I'm happy where I'm at with my receivers. I'm really happy to see Dalton Schultz sign that 3-year extension. I have Brevin Jordan backing him up right now at the moment to, you don't know what's going to happen, but
Right.
I have him backing up, and I have other tight ends that can definitely help me out along the way. So it's almost like feeling that weakness at running back last year makes you want to hit that, but I need something to replace Adam Thielen eventually because I have Brandon Cooks and he does well, but I need something else, and so it's going to definitely be the best wide receiver available at that point.
Yeah, okay, so that's, so then Do you like neighbors or anybody that you like down farther or?
So I neighbors is definitely probably going to be up there. It's just, see, it's got to be the team too. You know, I don't want him to go to a team that might be deep, you know,
Right.
and right now just going off of what we got. So, you know, so you have neighbors and Adunyes. I'm going to get one of them. But then you look at this too. Does somebody get crazy or do one I and we're not looking at those teams right now. Does somebody want Brock Bowers? And does
Right,
that help? No, because you're not taking him.
No, I'm
So
not.
then, so then
I don't,
then
I certainly don't need him. I don't need a tight end.
exactly. So it's definitely looking like Neighbors and Adunyes is going to get to me. So I'm most likely going to draft them. But like you said, what if something crazy happens? What if somebody goes off and goes Brooks, like you said, or goes Corum? You know,
Yeah.
it comes down to team structure and what's going to help your team for the long haul. Because defensively, I'm set.
Now, when you look at the defense and the IDP, are there any guys out there that will be in the top 10 picks of our draft?
You're asking the IDP expert for that one.
That's why I'm asking it. Come on, I've been, I
It's
was,
Javon, man. It's
yeah.
Javon. And I think people are going to reach for Chop Robinson. I really
Okay.
do. I think they're going to reach for him. You know, it's one of those things that if you really need that DE, and I do need a DE, there's no way he's going to be able to fall back to me. But I have a chance at somebody like Chop Robinson when I come around the second round. And in the third round, I traded away my third round pick, but then I got one back. So that kind of helped. Although I will say Doc got a little crazy and he went to trade me, oh man, Atlanta's quarterback, not it was the backup that came in for a minute. Who's that guy again? But
I'm
Doc
not
traded.
sure.
Yeah, I mean, we're off. Sorry, people, off season. Anyway, but when they put him in for Desmond Ritter, and it worked. Taylor Heineke, Taylor Heineke.
Yeah.
Yeah, he traded me for him. His initial trade was like a third round, second round draft, and I did it. And then I was like, dude, I don't really need him. Just send a draft pick, and it did it. And I'm like, damn, I should have just did that real quick.
Yeah.
So,
Right?
right. So we're running out of time here. So we're gonna wrap this up right now. So give us your bold pick right now. You're picking Marvin Harrison Jr. number one overall, but with your second pick overall, if you don't get Marvin Harrison, are you taking Neighbors or Adunyas? How about the Dodgers?
You know what? And again, just like you said, it depends on where they land. You know, but I'll take either one. I mean, I'm, you know, I just and
What do you got
then
to
I
lose?
and see and then I have a pick at number probably a 12th overall pick, so I got two
Yeah,
first round picks. So
that's reach.
there I'm hoping one of those quarterbacks falls to me, one of the top six.
You're gonna you are getting definitely one of them.
Yeah,
All right.
that's what I want, and then I'll have the perfect first round, and I'll be so happy.
That's awesome. All
Yep.
right. Well, everybody, you can follow me and Kickman at drroto.com, because always remember, when you want to draft, when you want to score goals, when you want a touchdown, you always remember to bring the kick and the pain.